Hello and welcome to the Tantra for Gay Men podcast, hosted by Jason and Ingo Tantra. Here we're exploring spirituality and personal growth through the practice of Tantra, the body, energy and sex. Hello there and welcome to episode 25 of the Tantra for Gay Men podcast. Today, Ingo and I are talking about how restricting the senses or some of the senses can amplify others that can take you into more ecstasy and blissful states. Really fascinating podcast, different to what we've done before. Also, as you get towards the end, there's a few techniques for you to try at home to put into practice everything we're saying. And also we talk about our Tantric BDSM weekend, around how that interplays with the theme that we're talking about here. Really hope you enjoy today's podcast. Thank you. Guess where we are?
We are in paradise, where we go every winter in our little, paradise, actually.
And let's give people some clues, because the banana leaves and pine tree leaves behind us may give some clues.
Tropical. Yeah, we are in Thailand.
We are in beautiful Thailand. Our winter residence,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's how I and that's
describe it.
There couldn't be a better place to actually talk about Tantra and to talk about today's topic.
Well, because where we are on Koh Phangan, mm-hmm.
Koh Phangan.
Okay. It is Tantra Island for the heteros, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. There are loads of Tantra schools, yoga schools, kind of meditation, hippie community, meditation
sound
community.
Baths.
Sound baths, kirtans, yes. All these kinds of things. And yeah.
And this is where we come and hide away, because in England, it's raining and it's cold
exactly.
And it's icy. I was struggling to find any reasons why we would want to be there. Thankfully, this is our non-teaching season, but I need to justify that we do work very hard every day in front of our laptops.
We do, actually. We do we do put in a few hours of work every day. And
a few? Quite a few.
Six or something like that. But yeah, we make a point of then in the afternoon by 3-4 o'clock
yes.
to go out and enjoy life, basically. The island, go swimming, things like that, yeah.
So before we talk about today's topic, I've also got my top off. Is it because it's too hot, or is it because we need more listeners and viewers
well,
to the podcast?
I was going to say, only here with this tropical heat we can experience you without a top in a podcast. In England,
yes.
You would wear a jumper or
yes,
something,
or even
right?
in Spain. Yeah. But Davey Wavy, Himeros TV, Davey Wavy said, he did some statistics, and when he made some YouTube videos, he said when he did it with a top on mm-hmm. and a top off, there was like fourfold increase in listeners when he had his top off, and that's why he did that.
Yes, and I struggle with this notion because, I personally, I want people to be here because they want to hear about Tantra.
Yes.
And yes, seeing you topless is a kind of added perk or something like that.
Do you think?
Yes,
it doesn't feel like that.
It certainly is.
It doesn't feel like that.
Yet I, dear listeners, I actually, when I do this podcast, I want you to be here because you're interested in Tantra and interested in what we bring.
Salivating
exactly,
in how we look.
Exactly.
Although, yeah. We're humans. That, it's not unpleasant
it's
to
not
be
unpleasant.
Admired and adored for how we look. Anyway,
to the
let's
topic.
Move on. Yes. So today's topic is, I'm just going to read this out because it's a bit too long. So surrendering to the senses, mm-hmm. how removing control unlocks deeper awareness and bless. So we just repeat that. Surrendering to the senses, how removing control unlocks deeper awareness and bliss.
Amazing.
And one of the things I want to just jump in mm-hmm. with straight away in that is in a Tantra workshop mm-hmm. with us mm-hmm. and maybe with others, I'm not so sure, but in a Tantra workshop with us, it is very, very likely that you'll find a blindfold pressed mm-hmm. into your hand at some point. And that you will do exercises to remove sight. And I think one of the topics that I want us to explore is how that amplifies everything
yes.
else.
Yes.
But also there's a second thing for me about how it actually helps the mind to switch off and lose control mm-hmm. as a process of getting into deeper bliss mm-hmm. and ecstatic states.
Yes, and I would like to also throw in something else that might be useful for you, dear listeners. And it's this thing that you and me have noticed so much since we started to do Tantra events. It's, okay, you know, some of you listeners may remember how I talked about these crazy, amazing, huge breakthroughs mm-hmm. that some people have in Tantra. But what I want to talk about today is actually something that comes even before that. And this is this thing that people, for example, when they come to our festival or just a weekend, they report afterwards that for weeks and weeks and weeks, they're like, why does look everything more colorful? Mm-hmm. Why does look everything more meaningful? Mm. Why do connections with people feel so much deeper, so much more meaningful? Why does my life all of a sudden feel it's more in technicolor than a kind of gray scale seems to be removed?
That is the second, that's the podcast we're recording after this one, talking about how Tantra
yes.
moves your life into technicolor. And let's hold on that because
yes.
I want to save that because that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I
want
to come back
parts.
To, yeah, well, what I want to come back to is the question around the senses and why is it we
yes.
deprive those senses.
Yes.
And it's fair to say that there's actually a neurological mm-hmm. fact that actually, for example, if you remove somebody's sight, mm-hmm. it amplifies the other senses.
Yes.
So you're right, it does add more technicolor. As you said, that, as we said, that's a part two.
That's what we want to get to, but we are going to start with...
But what it does do... Let me just say that, is it does make things more blissful. But what
yes.
I mean is it amplifies others. So, for example, if you're blindfolded and you're being touched, mm-hmm. actually the receptivity of your body to receive that touch is amplified. And if you're hearing things, the actual hearing is amplified. Mm-hmm. And if you're tasting things, when we've, you know, brought in anything to taste or to lick in a Tantra workshop, that has more taste to it. So removing one thing, for me, amplifies another thing. And that is one of the reasons why we would remove senses. I also want to talk about here around BDSM, bondage, mm-hmm. dominance, and sadomasochism. And the relationship between senses and removing senses and BDSM practices. And for me, there is a massive relationship between Tantra and BDSM. I think there's a big mm-hmm. overlap. And also in 2025, you and I, Ingo, we're doing a London weekend workshop mm-hmm. called Tantric BDSM for Men. And then I'm also going to do the same weekend, I believe from memory, in Fort Lauderdale
yes.
and also San Francisco later this year.
In October. Yeah.
Yeah, and the reason why we're doing that, the reason why I'm feeling called to offer that is because I think BDSM is hugely mm-hmm. titillating, fascinating, drawing. It's like people are desperate to lose control.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the things I see today, people are aching, you know, like if you look at people calling people daddy.
Yeah.
It's like we're aching for power to so that we can surrender.
Exactly.
And actually, the relationship between that and then removing senses shifts the perception that you have in your body that takes you into deeper states of surrender. So there's a real relationship
yeah.
between blindfolds or restraints and the sense, how senses, it's like when somebody's tied up, ethically, consensually, skillfully, not harming anybody, mm-hmm. and everybody wants that to happen when those things are in place. Actually, the sensations in the body are amplified, and people, just through the act of being restrained, it heightens the senses and sensations that people feel in their body. And, you know, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit, but this for me is... It takes you through to ecstasy, and it then is a gateway into bliss. Sometimes it even bypasses sexual and erotic energy. Yes. And it takes people into these things that we call altered states. Mm-hmm. But actually, that then begs the question around, well, what on earth is reality? Because is our normal day-to-day reality that which we control by our mind?
Well, what...
I've sprinkled and peppered lots of things.
But let's start with the senses and this idea of surrendering to the senses, because I feel this BDSM... this topic of BDSM is a really, really useful one to start. So what we notice is so many people have this real desire for surrender. And I think even people who are like, why should I do this? That something tickles them. Mm. And I would say that this desire comes from the fact that via this sense thing, which we're going to talk about in a minute, as you said, a sense of utter expansion and utter bliss can be achieved when you really go into this surrender. And my hypothesis has been that many people have, without even experiencing BDSM, they have experienced something like that in their lives.
Yes.
It may be in their childhood, it may be in moments where, let's say you have a massage and all of a sudden you're, oh, something, let's go, and there's this bliss coming up. You're like, what is this? And something in your body knows that surrender leads to something really, really blissful and really beautiful. And now Tantra comes and says, we've actually got a way to really engage with this and work with this. And that's what we do, right?
You've talked about bliss.
Yeah.
So listening to everything you were saying there. And I wonder whether bliss, and what I mean by bliss, let's talk about, and I know we've talked about bliss in a previous podcast, but for me, it's a sensation in the body of like an eternal peak sensation of an orgasm. Mm-hmm. So it's not the getting there, it's the place that you arrive at. And it is a way of being in love. Mm-hmm. That with everything and everyone that you see, it's like perceiving the world in a certain way. I also want to use the word divine, that you can start to see the divinity in everything, you know, and you start to see people beyond their conditioning, beyond their ego. You start to see nature around you. It's like you fall in love with everything. There's an ecstasy, there's a bliss, there's a vibration. And that, I'm wondering, on the spiritual path, whether that is a stage of awakening, even though temporary for many people, that is one of the things that Tantra is trying to do as a embodied practice. It's trying to give you a physical experience of bliss that you are feeling in your body as a human being.
Well, this is, even in, you know, more traditional forms of Tantra, this is the gateway into awakening. So basically what Tantra says is the main gateway into awakening would be total connection and intimacy with everything that is. And everything that is defined here is, this is really important, it's defined as everything that comes in via sensation, via touch, via seeing, via being immersed basically in this world, rather, this is important, rather than in your fantasies. Rather than going off into thought patterns or thought loops or something like that. So one, it's this is also part of the aim of meditation, to get yourself out of those thought loops and get yourself immersed in the sensations that are present. And then once you achieve that, I always find it's not that easy to achieve in meditation. It's actually much easier to achieve in tantric practice. But once you achieve that, then there is this kick, and everything becomes like it becomes infused with a realness and a beauty and an intensity that wasn't there before.
I also want to remind you of something you said in episode two. Mm-hmm. I started doing these video talks, which are on our website, which are like short versions of Tantra talks. And I went back through our talks in the podcast. And did you know you said in episode two...
we're what now? We're which at was episode 20, 20,
we're at, which five,
25
we're
at, or something.
So
yeah.
Episode two, you said something about that... how Tantra is different to other spiritual pathways and how it is not a religion is that a religion requires you to believe, which is a mind activity. And you also said that Tantra was through the body and must be experienced through the body. And that, I don't know whether I've added this bit or you've added this bit, that the spiritual journey then is through the body and through the experience, and that you must experience that and don't believe in anything.
Well, this reminds me of, you know, one of the persons that really brought Neo-Tantra to the West, basically, the controversial Indian anti-guru Osho.
Yes.
He basically said...
Osho. Do you remember we went to that? And they're crying out, Osho.
Yeah. It's a little bit, well...
fanatical at times. In the 70s it was.
Dear listeners, just for the record, we are not Oshoists. We are not. We don't subscribe to any kind of ideology or organizations. However, what Osho brought in terms of philosophy and what he brought in terms of especially his meditation methods was quite good. So one thing he says is the only God here is life itself.
Wow. Did he say
that? Yeah, he said that.
That's beautiful.
And so how do you define life? Mm-hmm. If you are being in your body, the only thing that life is what comes at you through your senses, is what you see right now, who you connect to right now, what you feel right now, how your body is being touched right now. And then the question is, and then the real question of this kind of spirituality is, how do you really, really connect with life? And the idea is, it's not an idea actually, it's an experience, is that life is massively beautiful and colorful. And in comparison to that experience, to experience this full sensation of life, in comparison to that, everything that we experience in our everyday life is somehow dim in a certain kind of way.
Well, and I'm reminded as you're talking about how people arrive at a Tantra workshop, you know, when we do a diploma week or a weekend workshop, people arrive carrying their outside world with them.
Yeah.
And typically and generally, life is tough for people, Ingo. You know, as we're recording this today, you know, particularly in the USA and the state of the world, life is tough for a lot of people. And people arrive at our doorstep kind of looking both for a way, a repositioning or some insight or some knowledge, but also a place to feel good,
yes,
a place to feel sexy, a place to feel free and to feel alive and unburdened. I think that's the word I was looking for. People are wanting to feel unburdened by by the challenge of just existing in this life and living.
Yeah, this is what we see and what we experience for ourselves as well. It's like, you know, one of my teachers always says, all this political craziness with the media, what they actually want is for you to go into your own private hell. To go off into this craziness in your head. Oh God, what is gonna happen? Worrying, drama playing out. What did this politician say? I'm not gonna mention a certain name, but what did he say today? And notice, once you're going off like that, you are in something that is not your sensate world right now. It's thought loops, it's fantasies. And in Tantra, that is the way to suffering. And most people who then come to us, they carry this. They are not necessarily politically, but they're in the maze of their mind due to life that is really, really hard. And what we are saying is, wait a moment, the antidote to that, besides what Tantra offers in terms of community and in terms of friendship and in terms of sexiness, but the main antidote to that is to switch from the maze of your mind to switch to
your
being
body.
Immersed in the sensations that come in and the beauty.
Let me say something there. So I think one of the things we're doing in Tantra, and you know, you can't think about politics when you're having your cock stroked, Inga.
Exactly.
What I think.
That's the point. That's the point.
Squirming, your toes are curling, you're crying out for God. You are not there thinking what you read on your news app on your phone. But the thing that I think Tantra is doing, which again is... I used to say Tantra is not political, and I may have said this 100 times in previous podcasts. I think Tantra is highly fucking political in 19 years of teaching, because what we're doing, or what we're showing people, is how not to give their power away to other people or other situations or other things that are not in front of you.
Exactly.
And to come back, to bring your attention back to your body, to bring it back to the sensations, because that is the truth of the moment. Mm-hmm. The truth of the moment is what your body is experiencing right now. It's not what's in your mind. And I think you and me, Ingo, you know, a little bit of self-disclosure, I think we only know too well the tortures of the mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
We know only too well what anxiety looks like, what worry looks like, what... Yeah,
it's fair to say, maybe another episode, that we are people, you know, we especially, I am a person with a very strong intellectual mind, which has its advantages, but also its pitfalls.
Has its drawbacks, yeah.
Yeah, both of us are people who also, like everyone else, carries their traumas and sometimes are taken away by that. So it's this kind of suffering that we know...
exists
first place. But what I wanted to mention is that one thing I realized,
well, just before you go on, I think for me one of the things that does is having had our experience and seeing men that arrive on our doorstep, that gives me a huge amount of compassion that everybody's trying to do the best that they can with the life that they've got, and everybody's looking for answers, looking for insights to basically undo the suffering and to come back to joy and bliss. And going all the way back to the topic of this podcast, which was about how removing some senses amplifies others as a gateway to bliss, what these practices in Tantra do is they can't change what's in your mind, and they can't change the state of the world, and they can't make changes outside. And every spiritual practice is saying this. The only thing that you can change is what is inside you, and you can only change your prescription of your glasses or your vision of how you choose to see the world. You can choose to see it from an affected place of your past, which most of us are doing. But Tantra shows us actually the joy, the bliss, the ecstasy, the orgasmic sensations of what you feel in your body, and that is the starting place of truth. And that is the way to step out into your life and be in the world. But we as humans trip ourselves up moment to moment. Like, we suddenly think, oh, that's a great idea and that's amazing. And then in the next nanosecond, we've lost that, which is why I think Tantra weekends and week-longs, they make enough of an impact on somebody that there's something that lasts, there's something that resides in them, there's something that they can't escape, like an inescapable truth.
So if we go back to the practicals and what we started with, so I would say...
Well, just before you go there, anything on those? There was some profound things I just said there.
Let me go back to the
okay
to what I want to say. So Tantra has always been a really, really practical modality. So there was a really interesting point that you made, which was if you... the way I heard it was that this work, Tantra, is very much about refocusing.
Yes.
It's about refocusing, especially from these thought loops, focusing away on, well, we use touch. And this is where practically what I would call sensation play comes in. Now, sensation play can be so many things in Tantra. It not just, you know, for most of you, dear listeners, the term will be known from BDSM, but it is that in Tantra as well, but it's so much more. It starts with just being touched and completely tuning into that. How can I remove all of my other senses, including the maze of my mind, and just be with those sensations? And then you make it more intense. You go into, let's say, massage, and then you make it even more intense and go into, let's say, erotic touch. And at the far end, you get more, you experiment with more intense sensation. And I feel this is what you were talking about, where it goes more into BDSM play, because intense sensation can really, really refocus our mind. There's no other space left than for that sensation. And when we do, let's say, exercises with that, other people come out of that and are like, oh wow, my all of my racing thoughts are gone. I feel so quiet and so immersed in my body and immersed in this world.
Beautiful. And for me, all of those things that you're saying, all those things that you're describing, just as you were saying those, I was like, actually, they all feel like gateways and portals into the divine, into the what we call God. You know, you said earlier in the podcast about what Osho described as God was that it was our body, and our body has the capability to be the spaceship or to be the vehicle that takes us into places that are outside of our mind. Because I think most people believe that the world that they live in, the reality that they live in, is the truth. Mm-hmm. And it isn't. The reality that people are living is what they've constructed from their mind. And as you said earlier, they're kind of living in a potentially a living hell of their own mind. Mm-hmm. And I think Tantra's controversial because it involves the body, it involves erotic energy, but these are the mechanisms. And humans are so touchy about sex and sexuality and erotic energy. They're so shameful about it that actually that gets in the way from people accessing Tantra as a practice that can take them or transform them into this state of the divine, which for me is a greater sense of truth of how to be in the world.
Yes, so let me elaborate on that a bit. What Osho said is God is life.
Yes.
The body is the vehicle.
Yes.
So we think that being in mind and being in thought is actually has anything to do with connecting to life itself. Yep. It hasn't. These are just tools to manage certain things, to manage our relationship to that.
Yes.
So Osho said that life is unfolding in total abundance. Everything is there. We just don't see it because we are basically cut off. And worse still, we are cut off from a kind of primordial force of energy that runs through reality all the time. And if we invite it, we can be a seamless part of it. And this is basically also what traditional Tantra says. If you succeed in being a seamless part of reality as it is unfolding through your senses at this moment, you will basically realize infinity. You will realize you will be in an infinite play of energy, and that's the play of the divine, basically. Mm. And as in our normal daily life, we are disconnected from that. And one main reason you refer to the body is that we are in this era to think that the mind is it, but actually the body is it. And so we start via cultivating the body as an instrument through which all these sensations that make up this world can actually run through and be totally, totally, deeply, intimately experienced. This is where we start. Yeah.
I love what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the traps that we've seen, mm-hmm. how many times have we seen this? I want to say also, and I'm going to be shot for saying this, typically with people, oh God, I'm going to be shot. Typically with people that have done mental jobs.
Yeah.
So IT, or also things like, oh God, psychiatry, sometimes psychotherapy.
Well, look at my past as an,
yes.
A highly academic.
But also one of the traps is that I've seen, and we've seen this, where people are reluctant to let go of their mind. People are reluctant to let go of what they know because they have built status. They've built a whole life around their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, knowledge is not a direct experience.
Yes.
And so that all the knowledge in the world is, I feel like my mother now, all the knowledge in the world is not going to move you forward through the spiritual path. And don't confuse mental activity, mental stimulation, mental processing for spiritual practice. It must be through the body.
Well, this opens up a whole other, almost like part two of this. Why does sensation lead to the divine?
Yes.
You're saying the right thing. The true tantric state starts where I realize that I have got knowledge, but this knowledge only is a concept that it's like a tool that I can use in certain situations. Let's say I'm an engineer and it helps me to build whatever machine or something I'm building. But this knowledge cannot help me to realize anything in terms of the to realize what reality really is, who I really am. So a tantric state would take the opposite strategy, and it would say a tantric state is when you are totally in the now and totally paying attention to all the world as it is unfolding right now. And by definition, you can't know, as in knowledge, how it is. You can't predict how it is unfolding right now. In fact, when you're really immersed in the senses, there is a overwhelming sense, and that's a beautiful thing, of the unknown coming in. You realize that your knowledge is just a little island in a vast ocean of the unknown. Dear listeners, you can start with this by asking yourself, when you're being massaged, when you're really with the sensations, you really don't know what's going to happen in the next moment. Where is he going to touch you? How is he going to touch you? How is your body going to react? And a meditation on that basically is a gateway into your mind realizing, wait a moment, there is so... I know many things, but beyond that, there is the overwhelming sense of the beautiful unknown coming in, and I can learn things from that. And that's another, there where it goes, this will then go into almost kind of Buddhist philosophy, because then the question is, that unknown, how do we use that to learn more about the structure of reality, of who we really are, really. And that's where it becomes interesting. But before that, it's really, really all about how can I expand my direct experience of the sensations of this world. And I would like to posit basically that normally, you know, I realized when I started Tantra, before I did Tantra, I only perceived 5% of what I'm perceiving today in terms of colors, in terms of touch, even when I walk outside, even the wind on my skin and things like that. And to expand your everyday beingness into that immersedness in sensation, this is the first thing that we do in Tantra. And this, you know, we start the podcast with this. This leads to bliss. This leads to bliss.
So I've got a couple of practices for people to try at home. Mm-hmm. Dear listeners, a couple of practices. The first one is when you've prepared your meal, okay, your next meal, maybe that's your acai bowl with fruits and granola and peanut butter and fruit, chopped fruits, or maybe it's your bacon, eggs, sausage, whatever that is, or your bowl of Kellogg's. Are we sponsored by Kellogg's? Your bowl of Kellogg's cereal.
You're actually saying something really interesting, because someone in our community asked me to do this kind of neo-tantra thing. Yeah. Do I have to be vegan?
Right.
And this is an interesting thing, because the answer is you want to look after your body.
Yes.
But don't hang on to any ideology.
Yes.
The sensation is whether you eat vegan or whether you are at McDonald's.
Yes.
It's the same practice.
Yes.
It's to really savor what is coming in through your senses, whether it's a hamburger or an acai
bowl. You are one step ahead of the practice I'm trying to give people. Uh-huh. So before, you prepared your meal or you've ordered it and it's been delivered in McDonald's. We've obviously never been there in our life.
Yeah, exactly.
Never been. There's a complete mystery what that might be like inside. What you need to do is slip on a blindfold.
Yes.
And to slowly and mindfully concentrate and each mouthful. Mm-hmm. And what you'll notice is that all of the flavors are amplified because you're in a blindfold. And go through that process, dear listeners, and report back in the comments how you got on with this and how that went. So that's one practice that you can do. Another practice you can do is to, again, put on a blindfold and be sat in silence. And just for 5 minutes, set a timer on your phone and just see what you're aware of when you sit in silence with your 5 minute timer on. So you can get it up to an hour. Just see what sensations you're aware of or what you're aware of. And just keep following that. And I can't give you any more instructions, but that can be a gateway into many different mystical states. You see, the other bit we haven't yet talked about is when we talk about putting on a blindfold and we talk about having other senses amplified, what we haven't yet talked about is how if you go into them and you go into them and into them and into them and you keep going in and in and in, or it's not even in, it's like you're meeting, or it's even a surrendering, it's a letting go, to keep letting go into it more and more and more. That is a useful endeavor, because that will take you to bliss. That will take you to this state. That's one way of taking you to this state that we're talking about.
Yeah, be mindful. You focus on the sensation. You focus on the taste, the flavor. And you want to be aware of what unfolds. And there are layers and layers and layers. And notice how from some point it won't be clear anymore what is flavor and what else. There's something else. It's going to get almost like emerge and mixed in there. Mm. And we're not, as you said, we're not going to prescribe or say what that is. But try to go as deep as you can and try to just experience that and be with that. Mm. And ideally you would, as Jason said, you would come back to the app and you would...
Or you'll comment on YouTube,
comment in the app. Oh, and you would put in a little description and see where you went with it. And then, yeah.
So listen, we're in the last couple of minutes of our podcast today, Ingo. Mm-hmm. So we've given people a couple of practices. Mm-hmm. We've talked about why restricting some senses amplify others. And we've talked a lot about the possibilities of what that opens up for people. And we've talked about the relationship of coming back into the body and that the senses take you there and that in itself is a spiritual path, or that is the spiritual path of Tantra, that is bringing you back to your body, your sensations, your ecstasy, your eroticism, your orgasm, your bliss. And that, you know, we also talked about a little bit about the overlap into BDSM. And I haven't talked so much about BDSM so much because I wonder whether that's going to be a separate
topic. That would be
another
episode, almost.
Yeah, because there's a lot to say about that, and I want us to specialize in that. So that feels like a good summary of where we've been through. And I think what we also said was that a spiritual practice is not a mind activity. It actually needs to be felt through the body. And so whatever you can do to amplify those senses are good techniques and tools to be, and as simple as a blindfold can already just start to change your perspective in the world. And the other big thing I think we said, or I said, was that reality, do not accept reality for what you see. Be curious, be discerning, and explore the idea that your reality can change. And I think this, for me, is when we talk about Tantra being a pathway of freedom, for me, that is the freedom. Nobody is coming along to give you freedom. No one's going to say, there's freedom. Yeah. Freedom has to be claimed, not given.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that, for me, is once you start to follow the truth of what's happening in your body, that, for me, is some of the steps towards freedom, because you're no longer listening to what's being told to you in the outside world, but you're following the truth that's being told to you in your body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool. Anything more from you? To add to that, any closing comments from you?
No, only, yeah, as always, if you want to study this more, where can you experience our work?
Okay, let's do a little rundown. Yeah. So
we are in early 2025, so the 2025 program now, you know, this
we are
is
in
up.
London.
Yes.
In May, July and November.
Three amazing topics of those weekends. In May, it is Tantric BDSM for Men. In July, it's Ultimate Tantric Massage.
And then Tantric Sex in November. What's not to love about those, Ingo? Then we're going to be in upstate New York at Eastern Mountain in October with the brand new Tantra Love Experience, which is the brother event in Glastonbury, UK in August, the Tantra Love Festival. And then I'm going to do a few weekends in Boston, in Fort Lauderdale, in Palm Springs / Cathedral City, and also Bay Area, San Francisco. And we also have our week-long diplomas in June in upstate New York, Birth, Sex and Death. Yes. And that's happening again in July. Yeah. And also,
last but not least, our
Divinity of Bliss in November. Yeah. But that's not yet on the website. That will be going up in a few weeks.
And also, last but not least, we've got our festival in the UK.
Yes.
Yeah, in August, bank holiday, last extended
weekend.
Have
a look at the teacher lineup, because there's some amazing teachers coming. And a few surprises.
And if you're new to this, dear listeners, and if you want to just put your toe in, either come to a weekend.
Yep.
That's, you know, compact weekend, or come to the festival, because the festival is 5 days, but it is many different teachers, many standalone little workshops. You can float in and out of those and pick and choose what you like to experience and navigate yourself with that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Ingo, thank you. We love you, dear listeners, and we're going to see you in the next episode, which we're going to be talking about Tantra and Technicolor and literally how it can change the way that you are and see and experience the world. Okay, lots of love to you. Thank you, baby. See you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. As Ingo and I were saying, we did a run-through of all of our program. The next podcast, we're going to talk about Tantra and being in Technicolor. If you want to get any more information about this, you can get that from our website, tantraforgaymen.com, on our YouTube channel, Tantra for Gay Men, and also our app, community.tantraforgaymen.com. So lots of places to find out more information. Look forward to seeing you in the next podcast. Take care till then. Bye-bye.